General Electric plans to make $50 million in educational and charitable donations over the next 5 years to Boston and in the Boston area. It comes as GE gets set to move its global headquarters and 800 employees to the South Boston Seaport. But there are critics. They charge the city and the state are giving GE a lot more than the company is giving back. WBUR's Bruce Kellerman reports.
On the 33rd floor of a skyscraper looking down on the old State House, the mood and music were upbeat as a GE video touted the virtues of the company's new hometown.
A city that understands the importance of one if by land, two if by sea, and knows how to throw a party.
At this party, the occasion was also historic. GE President and CEO Jeff Immelt laid out the company's vision.
We know this is going to be good for GE. We also want it to be good for Boston.
Immelt detailed the company's five-year, $50 million philanthropic plan. $25 million will go to Boston Public Schools for computer science courses and to create what Immelt calls hands-on brilliant career labs throughout the system.
So that we can help people not just that maybe want to go to college, but also people that want to have a high-tech career once they get out of high school.
An additional $15 million is earmarked for developing and expanding the skills of healthcare providers in underserved communities. And GE pledged another $10 million to provide workplace training programs outside of the Boston metro area. It's not every day a company gives Boston a $50 million donation. But demonstrators on the slushy streets below chanted into the bitterly cold wind, denouncing GE's charity.
It's peanuts to them. For them to get $50 million is an insult.
Cole Harrison, head of Massachusetts Peace Action, says GE is getting a lot more in what he calls corporate charity than the company is contributing to the city. The state and city offered GE a total of $150 million in tax incentives. Harrison says it happens just as Boston is slashing $32 million from the public school budget.
They're one of the largest corporate tax avoiders, and now they're coming to Boston looking for a handout. They're receiving a handout from our governor, from our mayor, when there's so many unmet needs that our tax money should be used for, like schools, like housing, like environmental cleanup.
Last year, GE made $117 billion in revenue. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh praised the company for making Boston its new home and called it a partnership and said giving GE a property tax break will pay off.
There's an opportunity here bringing in one of the largest companies in the world to invest in our city. The spinoff of that for taxes, which will be reinvested back in our economy, back into our schools, our police, our fire, you can't put a figure on that.
But eventually officials will have to put a figure on it. And CEO Jeff Immelt says it's up to GE to prove that the city and state invested wisely. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Kellerman.